This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة When you go to Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca on the 27th or before Hajj, if you ever attend Friday prayer there, what you'll realize is before Friday prayer, people are always fighting for the shade. And so there's a lot of chaos. And I was there one of those days, and people were fighting for shaded areas, and they found shade. But it was across the area that was blocked because they had construction. So there are some Muslims who were jumping over that area because they saw that there was shade. And when they got there, the police officers started coming. And they were blocking people because they did not want people to fall in the ditches. They did not want people to fall and hurt themselves in the construction areas. And so this, right before Hajj, I remember there were 3 million people coming to pray around, in and around the masjid. And at that time, people were pushing and shoving. And there was a lot of noise. People were yelling. The police were pushing back and forth. And then you say to yourself, is this our ummah? You see people of different color. You see people of different language. You see people coming from all over the world, coming under La ilaha illallah. But is this how the Muslims are? Pushing each other like this? And then a miracle happened. The Imam gets up and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And there was total silence. 3 million people are all quiet, listening to one man. After all that chaos, the Muslims from all over the world, different races, come together under La ilaha illallah. And everybody is organized. And then the Imam says, Allahu Akbar. And 3 million people are following the actions of one man in total synchrony. This is Islam. What has brought all of these people together? It is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah is one. And there can be no more than one God. Logically, if there were more than one God, there would be total chaos. Why? Because if you had God, let's say you have two gods, for the sake of example only. You have God A and God B. If God A wants an earthquake to happen in Japan, if it happens, and then, of course, let's say God B doesn't want it. He says, I love the Japanese. I don't want an earthquake to happen in Japan. So if you had two gods, if there is an earthquake in Japan, then God B is not a God, because he didn't get what he wanted. And that's why if you had more than one God, by definition, God can do anything he wants. So if he is not able to do something, then he's not God. And if one wants and the other and doesn't get it, that's why there can only be one God. And the only way to find peace is with Tawheed. Is when you realize that there is only one God. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. If in the heavens and the earth there were any gods besides Allah, there would be total chaos. Logically, you can't have more than one God. And that is why the mushrikun, the Arabs, they approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, صِفْ لَنَا رَبَّكِ يَا مُحَمَّدِ. O Muhammad, describe your Lord to us. So I want you to remember this. If anybody asks you, non-Muslim asks you, who is Allah? I want you to remember what Allah revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, Allah is one. For there is no more, there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Allah is the one whom all turn to in times of need. Allah created all of us with the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the existence of Allah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every baby is born with the fitrah, with the belief in Allah in his heart. And that's why when a person is facing hardship, when he's on the ocean and the ship is being moved by waves, or he's on the airplane and it's shaking, it doesn't matter who he calls God, he calls Allah the creator of the heavens and the earth only at that time. I remember I was on an airplane with a person who was next to me, and I was talking to him and he said he didn't believe in God. And on that trip, the plane went into great turbulence. It was shaking up and down, up and down. And some people were vomiting, throwing up. And so the smell was very bad. And other people smelled that. That also happened. More people started vomiting. So you have a bad smell in the plane. And the turbulence was very, very, very strong. And then the plane went down, moved like that. And he said, oh my God. But he just told me he didn't believe in God. He said, oh my God. That's why in the atheists, when they have problems, who do they turn to? They say they don't believe in God, but Allah put it in their heart that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah as-Samad means the one whom all turn to. By instinct, you know when you touch something hot, when you touch a stove and you touch it, do you say, oh, it's so hot, what do I do? No, automatically, you move because it's hot. So when you're in trouble, everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims, whatever you proclaim, you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, He begets not nor is He begotten, and there is nothing like unto Him. So our Lord is one, and we all believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And so unity, coming together is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And separation is always bad. We always have to come together. You have to understand there will always be differences amongst us. Even at home, some people like chicken, other people like fish. You're going to have differences. But you have to understand that we share a common denominator. We all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only God. We have, as Muslims, enough enemies. Our enemies are putting us down, speaking badly about us. We have enough enemies. We do not need our brothers and sisters also trying to put us down. We have to come together. Unity in coming together and loving each other, in coming together under La ilaha illallah, is a great blessing. We should try to work together. Why? Because the shaitan doesn't like it when we work together. Because we become stronger when we work together. And so whenever you have a problem and you are frustrated with dealing with some of your Muslim brothers, I want you to instead frustrate the shaitan by trying harder to work together, trying harder to come together, trying harder to be as one ummah. For indeed we, our prophets, our Lord is one, our Prophet is one, our Qibla is one, and when we come to pray in congregation, our Imam is one. We follow each other, we raise our hands together all at once. We make sujood together, so we should pray together, we should come together, and we should try to work together. Whether you're of this color skin, or that color, or this language, and that language. For indeed this ummah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Indeed this ummah is your ummah. It is one ummah. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And I am your Lord, so worship me. So we have that in common. All of us Muslims, we worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we say La ilaha illallah, then everyone, no matter what language he speaks, what the color of his skin is, whether he's rich or poor, big or small, whether he's a king or a peasant, he is our brother. Because he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that, that's why we should come together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The condition of brotherhood of Islam, of Iman, is ukhuwah. Indeed the believers are brothers of each other. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Muslims conquered Mecca, he ordered Bilal, who was a black Abyssinian slave, to stand up on the Kaaba and to proclaim the greatness of Allah. And he made the adhan and he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar resonated in the mountains of Mecca from a black slave standing on the most sacred site on the face of this earth. Why? Because he has La ilaha illallah. Bilal will be in Jannah. Abyssinian slave, he's black, but he will be in Jannah. But Abu Jahl, Arabian Qurashi. He's an Arab from the Quraysh. Abu Lahab, from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Abu Lahab, tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tabba. He will be in the hellfire because he doesn't have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So it doesn't matter when a person says La ilaha illallah, he is our brother. And if you don't believe that, if you don't act upon that, then you're not a true believer. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed the believers are but brothers of each other. So when somebody says this about the other person and that person, you say to him, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. When somebody makes fun of another tribe or another group of people, you say, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. When somebody makes fun of this race and that race, you say, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the greatest blessing. It is the blessing of La ilaha illallah. For indeed it doesn't matter what your lineage is. Your lineage will not help you and avail you in the day of judgment if you do not have La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So we say it, but let's show it in action. We Muslims, no matter what kind of person, what origin, we should love that person because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being worshipped by that person. And so the thing that brings us together is Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to love each other, to know each other. Why are we different? Why is my color like this? Why am I speaking this language and the other person speaks another language? This is the greatness of Allah. It should bring you closer to Allah. That the incredible mercy of Allah that He created. Why did He create people in different forms? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. O people, we have created you from male and female, and we have made you tribes and races. And why? لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you will know each other. When we know each other, that's when we love each other. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not enter Jannah until you believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you will not have faith until you love each other. Meaning you love each other because of La ilaha illallah and no other reason. أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Would you like me to show you something that if you were to do it, you would love each other? أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ. When you spread salams, now what is the purpose of spreading salams? The purpose of spreading salams is لِتَعَارَفُ, so that we know each other. When we know each other, we love each other. When we love each other, then we will have iman. And when we have iman, that's when we will enter Jannah. And so that's why we have to come together. We have to work together. As I mentioned, there are the non-Muslims don't want us to work together. They don't want us to come together. Shaitan does not want us to come together. And that's why we should work harder to come together. There will be differences, but you are that person's brother. You are not perfect yourself. So you have to forgive that person also. In order for us to come together, we have to learn to forgive each other also. We have to find excuses for our brothers and sisters when they make mistakes, for we ourselves make mistakes also. And if we want to love each other, we have to learn to forgive. And when you forgive, you also forget. You don't mention it again later on. And know that those who forgive will be amongst the people of Jannah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the characteristics of the people of Jannah, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي الصَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who hold back their, those who spend in times of ease and hardship, and those who hold back their anger, and those who forgive others. So sometimes, you go to sleep at nighttime and your brother might have said something that hurt you, and you can't sleep and you say, how can he say that about me? But you have to forgive him. Try your very best to forgive him. Let me tell you how to do it. I want you to ask yourself, do I want Jannah or do I want to keep that grudge in my heart? Do I want Jannah or do I still want to be angry at him? Do I want Jannah or do I want to go to him and ask forgiveness of him? And you might think he was the one that's in the wrong, but no. Do you want Jannah or do you want to lose sleep over that? I hope that's an easy choice for all of us. And when we go to sleep, some people don't talk to each other because they have grudges against each other for 1 week, for 1 month, sometimes for a lifetime. For all of those people who have that in their heart, ask yourself, do you want Jannah or do you want to hate your brother? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, all of us here, whether black or white or red or whatever color, we are all from the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are all worshipping the same Lord. We are all following the deen of peace, the religion of Islam. And thus, we should love our brothers. At least, love for your brother what you love for yourself. As for them, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you truly believes until he loves for himself, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Do you know that Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, this is the minimum requirement for every Muslim. Meaning this, loving for your brother what you love for yourself, is the lowest form. Every Muslim has to do that. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. That is not the praiseworthy status. What is the praiseworthy status? The praiseworthy status is when you love for your brother more than what you love for yourself. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Ansar. He praises the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they prefer others over themselves, even though they are in need of it, even though they are in dire straits. That's where we have to reach. We have to love our brothers even more than ourselves. We have to love our neighbors even more than ourselves when they're Muslims, when they say, La ilaha illallah. Why? Because when you love for your brother more than yourself, whatever you give him, whatever you help you give to him, whatever thing that you provide for him, Allah will give you much more than that. And when you do it for the sake of Allah. You don't do it just because you want something in return. You have to love your brother because of La ilaha illallah, because he is from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him for no other reason. We learn to smile at him. We give him salams because he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And that's the only reason why we should come together. We should work together no matter what organization you're in, no matter what university you're in, what group you're in. if that university or that group is successful and they are saying La ilaha illallah, that's your success as a Muslim. Every Muslim's success in the world is your success as a Muslim. Every group's success in the world is your success as a Muslim. Every country's success is your success as a Muslim, because he is your brother. And you make dua for him. And you do not have hatreds. So we want to enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing the people of Jannah, what kind of hearts do they have? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Nobody enters Jannah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for those who come with a healthy heart, with no jealousy, no hatred, with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, loving each other for the sake of Allah. So everybody right here, together, we have to love each other for the sake of Allah. And we want for others more than what we want for ourselves. Why? Because we want the pleasure of Allah. And that's how every Muslim should be. So I want you, before you get out of this place, if you love somebody, tell them to say that you love them for the sake of Allah. Tell it to them. Tell it to them. And then visit them for the sake of Allah. And then give them presents for the sake of Allah. And then help them for the sake of Allah. Not for any other reason. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. You don't want any recompense and you don't even want to thank you. And this is what we should do every single day. We should cleanse our hearts so that we can enter Jannah. Do you want Jannah, or do you want to keep that hatred that will keep you up at night time in your heart? Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقموا الصلاة.